Hello, my name is Joshua Matlock. I am 16 years old. Today is Tuesday, February 12th, and I'm speaking with Nicole Clifton, who is my mother. We're recording this in Bethany, Oklahoma. Now, who do you think had the most significant impact on your life as a child?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the important lessons that she taught you?
How to be a strong, independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she taught me.
How did she do that?
By being that woman.
By being that woman?
Yeah. She never had to rely on anyone. She was a nurse. She had her own business. So, that's why.
Okay. Can you describe one of the funnest moments you had as a child?
The funniest and probably one of the happiest times. Grandma was still alive and she had married a new guy after Grandma passed away. But anyways, we were all sitting around watching TV at Christmas time, watching Ernest Saves Christmas. And all of a sudden, one of my step-grandpa's movies came on, one of the dirty movies. And all of his kids were sitting around, and my grandma got so mad. I think that was, and all of his kids just laughed and laughed and laughed. I think that was probably the most funniest time and happiest, yeah.
What moment of your childhood do you think was the proudest that you became? An achievement you made that made you feel so proud of yourself.
And whenever I made AAA. Isn't that where you make all A's?
Oh.
And you make the AAA trip in school.
Okay.
I think that probably was my most proudest. Or, no, my most proudest is whenever I had my two kids. That.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but that's not from my childhood.
Yeah. Okay, who was your biggest role?
I already mentioned the role model.
Well, how would you like to be remembered once you pass?
I don't know, I never thought of that. I guess I've been a genuine person.
Being genuine?
Sincere, honest.
A good person, all.
Yeah. I guess that's how I would want to be remembered.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
I love you with all my heart, and you can do anything you set your mind to. Oh, and take care of your brother.
I will. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this from years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Don't drop out of school. Finish school, get an education. And always, always stay around your family.
Alright.
Don't smoke. Cigarettes. They're bad.
I'm pretty sure cigarettes going to be long gone by then.
Probably so.
Because they're already
probably by then, yeah.
They're starting to be phased out of society. I think the only people who be smoking from once they reach great-great-great-grandchildren.
But they're still vapes.
They're still vapes. But I think it'll be phased out long enough to be like, it's just like older people are only ones using vapes. Kids don't use vape no more. Like, I think by the time it reaches great-great-grandchildren, they'll be like, fuck smoking, basically. It's fine.
Cuss on there.
It's okay.
Forgive him.
It's okay. But, like, I'm pretty sure...
You need to follow that and...
But I'm pretty sure by the time it reaches the great-great-grandchildren time, they'll be, like, 30 and, like, 50-year-olds. Those are the ones who are still vaping. I feel like that's how it's going to be.
Okay. Because
that's kind of, like, how it is now. Because it's just usually, like... Older,
it's the younger version nowadays, vaping, though.
Deep vaping, except, like, nowadays, older people
do
are, like,
too, yeah.
middle-aged and up are the ones who are doing, who are smoking.
Yeah.
Because by the time it reaches great-great-grandchildren, the ones who are vaping now are going to be the ones who are 30 and up.
Yeah. But that's what I would like my great-great
grandchildren
to know.
Don't smoke.
It's bad for
you. Finish school. Education is everything. Especially now with computers and stuff. You have to know computers to survive in this world. Today, yeah. And by the time they get, yeah, you're going to definitely need to know computers. So stay in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Okay. That's it.
You should not...